Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the very first verse of our reading from Acts chapter 2 today, it states this: when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. It's a rather benign verse in the context of the following event, and hardly seems to be the point of the Pentecost story. It simply sets the stage for what is about to take place with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the 12 apostles. As we read in the scriptures, after the ascension of Jesus, the disciples returned to Jerusalem and were constantly together. Scripture tells us that they spent much of that time together in prayer. And so it makes sense that if they were doing this on a normal daily basis, they would most certainly also do this for the major Jewish festivals, which Pentecost, also known as the Feast of Weeks or the Feast of the Harvest, was. And thus, as this festival day arrived, they were once again all together in one place. Like I said, this hardly seems like a significant verse, nor one that I would normally choose to use as a text for a Pentecost message. And at any other time in the church's history or in my past ministry, that statement would be true. But having just spent 12 weeks physically separated from each other, I find it very appropriate to recognize that on the day of Pentecost, they, the disciples of Jesus, were all together in one place. And thus, as it was for them then, so it is for us now on this Pentecost day, 2020, that the disciples of Jesus of Christ Lutheran Church in Austin, Texas, are once again together in one place. And as they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, so we too, through our baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus, have also been filled with the Holy Spirit and have been given the gift of God's forgiveness. And the reality is, as promised by Jesus himself, that when two or three of us meaning the people of God, are gathered together in his name, he is here with us. And thus, we know that even in our time of separation, even as we could not physically come together in this one place, yet via the internet, we were still able to join together in one place at one time to worship and to pray and to sing. And our Lord has most definitely been with us, as he promised he would be, as his Spirit has led us to connect with each other and to care for each other and to pray for each other, even though we were separated from each other. And what a blessing it has been to see the Holy Spirit's work in and among his separated church. And what an even greater blessing to be back together as we are today, to once again receive the body and the blood of Christ Jesus, along with those elements of bread and wine, as the body of Christ. But there have been some among us, and I hope that you aren't one of those ones, who saw this break from going into the office or this order to shelter in place as an excuse to stop meeting together. Reasoning perhaps that, well, online worship isn't really worship anyway. It has been such a joy and encouragement for me personally each week to see so many of our members and friends checking in, saying hello to each other on Facebook or giving me a call on the phone. But it's also been a source of concern for me, for all the names that I didn't see checking in on Facebook or giving a call or an email. Now, I fully recognize that there are many of our folks who are watching and worshiping who just didn't check in. I get that. And there are many of our folks who couldn't do that because they don't have access to internet or a computer. But it's also possible, and it's probable also, that some of our folks use this hiatus from coming to the sanctuary as a hiatus from worship too. I hope that is not you. But if it is, I want you to listen to the words of Hebrews chapter 10, and please listen carefully. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. You know, there have always been threats to our safety that have served to deter God's people from meeting together. From persecutions to pandemics. From dangerous weather to deadly wars. And there will continue to be these threatening deterrents until the end of time. And we can either succumb to the temptation to stop meeting together and just stop meeting together. We can succumb to that. Or we can hold unswervingly to the faith we profess, the hope we profess, and find ways to still meet together and find ways to encourage each other, though we be separated by space or by time. John chapter 3, Jesus said that the wind blows wherever it wills. The same thing is true of the Spirit also. As he moved in the apostles at Pentecost, so he moved in us in our baptism. And so he continues to move in his church today. He is not bound nor confined by the walls of a sanctuary any more than Jesus' victory over the cross and the grave is bound or confined by space or time. Whenever we meet together, however we meet together, wherever we meet together, Jesus is with us. And his Spirit is with us, giving us the gifts that Christ Jesus won for us through his death on the cross and through his resurrection from the grave. namely those gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. And thus, if we are able to be together physically in our sanctuary, as many of us are today, or if we're only able to be together here in the sanctuary by way of the internet, as some of us are today, and many of us have been, or maybe will be again, depending on what happens with this virus, yet Christ Jesus is with us. And His Spirit moves in us. And so may that truth inspire us to continue to meet together, however it is that we meet together, no matter what, for the sake of Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.